Friction and strife are always amazing. People expect other people to follow their line of reasoning and path in life. In the New Testament, Paul said, "Seeing that the Jews ask for signs and Greeks seek after wisdom." 1 Corinthians 1:22. Both schools of philosophy demanded that others follow their line of reasoning. Today, segments of our society are continually fighting for the survival of their philosophy and willing to force others to follow it. A number of years ago, a Texas school board voted to add an elective Bible class to its high school curriculum. It created quite the stir with the ACLU, saying its materials promote religion. On the other hand, the ACLU was representing a Wiccan because she was excluded from a list of religious leaders allowed to pray at Board of Supervisors meetings, saying, "A bedrock principle of American religious freedom is that government will in no way, shape, or form show preference for one religion over another." Is that not exactly what is being done when opposition is raised concerning a study of the Bible in school? School curriculum includes Greek mythology. Was not and is not Greek mythology a religious study? Science classes teach the theory of evolution, and if it is a proven fact. They start with a theory and end up with a religion, that is, a cause, principle, or activity pursued with zeal or conscientious devotion. Religion is taught in school and supported openly. In one report, a school in Byron, California, required students to attend an intensive 3-week course on Islam, studying the important figures of the faith, wear a robe, adopt a Muslim name, and stage their own jihad. Comes from an article on Islam in California public schools. When a 7th grade teacher reportedly asked the principal if she could teach Christianity in the manner that Islam is taught, and for the same length of time, she was advised it would have to be done after hours as a Christian club and voluntary. She was informed that to do otherwise would be a violation of the separation of church and state. Restricting religious studies is selective. The Judeo-Christian culture cannot be taught or even mentioned, but other faith-based religions are not only taught, but required. And not only it being done in a religious realm, but also in reference to what constitutes moral acceptability. Thank you for joining us for Daily Bread. This is Ross Triplett, encouraging you to remember the words of the Lord as recorded by the Apostle John, who said, regarding the church in Philadelphia, "Because thou didst keep the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of trial. That hour which is to come upon the whole world to try them that dwell upon the earth." Revelation 3 and verse 10.